You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Here's why I think Jake Paul will be a billionaire in the near future. These are a few main reasons, but by near future, I mean for the next few years, less than a decade, or around that time roughly, I think he will be a billionaire. When I look at his boxing, he's generated a lot of money from it, but it's not his boxing. When I look at his merch, he's generated a lot of money from that, you know, FanJoy, but it's not that. When I look at how he's treating NFTs and investing wisely in NFTs and digital real estate and, crypto and all that stuff, I think, okay, he's getting prepared for, you know, things on like, you know, blockchain, Bitcoin. And I'm like, even though I think those will help him be rich, I don't think those will make him a billionaire. But after I ran into this one thing, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, he is going to be one of the first influencer billionaires out there. His venture capital fund, he invests in company, him and a guy by the name of Jeffrey Wu. They invest in these companies that they know will be important in the future. Stuff like cannabis, crypto, NFTs, digital art and digital real estate. Coffee, tech and companies and entertainment and stuff, gambling, what was the name of that one site? I forgot the name of the site, but I'm looking at all of this and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this does show you how smart he really is, because if all else fails, you know, like if let's say, for whatever reason, I want to do boxing. I don't even want to do YouTube. This venture capital will keep money flowing in like a fountain. Forget about if those companies blow up like and become billions and billions of dollars in net worth. Then Jake becomes a billionaire with Jeffrey Wu. And I think it's only a matter of time based off of the way he grinds, based off the way he treats business and his brand. I think he will become a billionaire in the near future. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.